Dan, we've been wanting to do this for years. Have a whole dinner really just highlighting all of the wild foods that we eat. So that's part of the reason Corinne Conlon is coming down. And she and another gal named Amy O'Neill Hooch from Juneau are going to be making basically a 5-course dinner for us with a lot of emphasis on wild seafood, wild greens, wild berries, and wild mushrooms. So tickets for that, people can buy those at the Visitor Center. They're $75. The dinner will be upstairs at the Sons of Norway Hall. And there's a limit of 40 people. And the last day to get those tickets is going to be the Wednesday before the festival starts, so September 7th.
Can we get an idea of what's on the menu? Do you know what's on the menu yet?
Yes, we do. In some ways, it'll be determined by what we forage right beforehand. But in general, we'll have an antipasti of pickled wild foods. Then there's going to be black cod with wild mushrooms as a first course. A soup course that'll be halibut vegetable soup. They're going to be bringing down some homemade rhubarb sorbet as a palate cleanser. Then wild Alaska salmon will be the main course, and also foraged wild greens and wild mushrooms of some kind. And then the dessert is going to be dependent upon the local wild berries that we're able to get together.
You, the organizers of the festival, are going foraging right before the festival.
That's right. And some of the things that Corinne might find early that Sunday morning or the day before up the Stikine, yep, as well as whatever else. Probably we have some things that we've already prepared, the pickled items, and we did some foraging this spring to get those ready. But then the mushrooms and the berries and whatever greens are available will be featured in the dinner.
And will you be fishing for those fish?
No. Luckily, some of our local fabulous direct marketers and other fishermen will be providing the fish. I would not want to be dependent on my fishing skills to feed all those people.
But the rest of it, you're taking a Stikine trip. You're going up the Stikine for the mushrooms and the berries.
Yep, and also that trip out the road Sunday morning, although people will be able to take the stuff that they find as well. But Corinne will be showing people what's there and gathering herself. We went out on a little excursion earlier this spring to get fiddleheads, and we have some beach asparagus, some of the things that you want to harvest in the spring. We've preserved those, so that's why they're going to be presented in pickle format at the dinner.
All right, well, is there anything we missed, Sunny? I think that's about it.
Thanks to everybody that has helped out. We get a lot of volunteers in addition to just our really amazing group. This is our 9th year. Next year will be our 10th anniversary, so we're looking to do something extra big and special. But we always welcome people that want to donate time or energy to help us.